Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So over the weekend, Kitty, I was ready to be super disappointed or just, I don't know. But it all worked out. There was a lot of nostalgia for me on Saturday night. James Taylor was playing at Summerfest. And
he's your favorite.
He's my guy. And a lot of people before the show that I would see, I'd say, I'm going to see James Taylor, kind of make fun of me. Oh, is he still out there? What has he had since the 70s, you know, going through all this stuff?
Well, nothing.
But I have to say, no, well, I don't want to go down that path. We can, but
when
we
won't.
When
was his last top 40 hit?
I'm saying of songs that James Taylor fans love, we could go through Never Die Young. You could go through Hourglass. That album won him a Grammy. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go down that path. I will say I went with Lindsay, who was happy to go.
Really?
No, she was like, okay, I'll go with you. But I went with my buddy Keith and his girlfriend. And Keith and I have been seeing James Taylor since 1986. The first time we saw him was at Poplar Creek, just outside Chicago, which is not a venue anymore. And so we were thinking about all the decades that we've seen him. And we came in there and this was sort of in our minds like our farewell shot, you know? He's kind of a lion in winter. So how did it go? We were a little nervous, like it would be awful. But it was surprisingly good. His voice isn't the same as it was, but he has a huge band with him. Sometimes the band was even a little too loud, maybe drowning him out. In some cases, maybe that was a good thing. But he still remains, after all these years, his same dry sense of humor.
But did he tell the same jokes?
Some of them. There were a couple that he did. There were some new ones, but definitely I waited for someone to shout out, I love you. And then I looked at Lindsay and I said, it helps that we don't know each other. And then he said it two beats later. But there was something comforting about that. There was something really nice about it. And the audience was, you know, had been around. Let's say this audience was a little older. But the thing that I appreciated, I think, was that it was still James Taylor. You know, a lot of bands you go see, and Kitty, you and I will joke about, like, are there any original members
and
left in this band?
There are many bands that have no original members. Right. They might have the guy who was the third replacement bass player is the only guy that was ever in it when it was during the heyday of the band.
Right. And no,
like Lynyrd Skynyrd, everyone's dead,
yeah,
but
nobody's
still
there.
Touring.
Absolutely. And you go see him and you hear the songs. But here was James Taylor really singing.
It wasn't a replacement James Taylor?
Not as far as I could tell.
The third replacement James Taylor?
No. I mean, he made jokes about being old. And at the beginning, he came out in a sport coat and long pants. And then after a couple songs, he took off the sport coat. And for some reason, everyone cheered. And he looked out and said, wow, you guys are really starved for entertainment, which was great. But we stayed till the very end and he did a full 2-hour show. And then at the end, Keith and I gave him a standing ovation and looked at each other and said, wow, how has 40 years passed? That's crazy. But it was like, thanks, James, for giving us all that and for still showing up. And you know what? He sang Fire and Rain with as much heart as he did the first time I saw him back in 1986.
Well, I actually saw James Taylor before you did.
Right.
In the early 80s.
Right.
And he did not do Fire and
Rain.
Well, which you don't believe even though you weren't there.
Correct. But I have to say that, you know, I was happy that he still was cranking it out. It wasn't sad. And he even made a point of moving his stool, you know, that he sat on a few times. And he said, you know, I've been out on the road and it's traveling. And my doctor said, you won't get a lot of sleep and you're eating. Your diet won't be very good and it'll be hard to move your stool. And then he moved the stool up and back and said, it seems okay to me. And I appreciate that 7th grade humor.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.